Consider Donald Trump's bizarre betrayal of the Kurds and our country's security interests. Imagine for a moment that Barack Obama, against repeated advice by military and defense experts and his own aides, suddenly went wacky on a call with the Turkish president and said, "Yeah, I know you want to get the Kurds, so we'll get out of there." Suppose that when grown-ups from both parties screamed, Obama just said the Kurds had nothing to do with us and weren't nice anyway. When his former security advisor, General Mattis, thought the move unwise, Obama said Mattis was overrated and that he, Obama, had beaten ISIS in a month. Sounds kind of like a playground spat outside an elementary school. I use Obama's name rather than Trump's to highlight the absurdity. Can you imagine Clinton, either Bush, Obama, Eisenhower, or FDR behaving this way, or responding to criticism with schoolyard insults? The Kurds fought alongside us, playing a crucial role against ISIS. In the future, anyone calculating whether to help a Green Beret on the run in enemy territory sure won't factor in any hope that the U.S. is capable of stability, let alone loyalty. Our president kisses up to Putin and thinks Kim is a dear fellow, but demeans allies whenever he can. Now Trump and Pence say they've negotiated a ceasefire. Turkey will give the Kurds 5 days to leave their homeland. That's no ceasefire. It's a surrender. If Russia were menacing Sitka, Alaska, would Trump ask for 5 days to evacuate and call that a victory? Then there's Trump's request that Ukraine help his domestic political cause. Trump claims he never said quid pro quo, but in gangster films, when Capone says, "You have a nice candy store, and it'd be a shame if some disappointed customer firebombed the place and offers protection," the store owner gets the idea, or else. Trump claims he was upset about corruption, but he runs the most corrupt administration in the U.S. since Warren Harding. Further, he asked Ukraine to deal with corruption by reappointing a prosecutor generally believed to be extraordinarily corrupt. Trump's chief of staff has since admitted it was quid pro quo, adding, "Get used to it," then denied saying that. Fortunately, Trump's efforts to stonewall congressional oversight by discouraging witnesses from testifying, is failing. Seasoned diplomats have called Trump's extortion effort crazy, and even John Bolton, a professional despite his fatuous politics, quickly had an aide tell the DOJ Bolton wasn't involved in, quote, "this drug deal," unquote. Trump is destroying our State Department and junking credibility and alliances that U.S. actions and reliability built over time. This guy ain't a leader. He's the bull in a china shop that some disaffected voters wanted. But it's our china shop, and some stuff he's breaking is irreplaceable.